The Ambrosial Song of the Beautiful Lord, Sri Krishna. Chapter 17. Three Types of Faith. Shraddha, Chaya, Vibhaga Yoga. Arjuna inquired, O Sri Krishna, those persons who cast aside the scriptural injunctions, yet perform sacrifices with faith, what is their status? Are they in goodness, passion, or darkness? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna replied, the faith of embodied beings is of three kinds, based upon one's particular inclination toward goodness, passion, and darkness. Please hear of that now. Everyone expresses their faith according to their acquired nature. Indeed, a person is composed of faith. Thus, whatever is one's faith, so also is he. Persons endowed with the quality of goodness worship those celestial denizens who possess a consistently benevolent nature. Persons imbued with the quality of passion, Rajagun, worship those celestials of a more capricious nature. And persons shrouded in the quality of darkness worship departed souls and the multitudes of disembodied beings. Those who undergo terrible austerities not authorized by the scriptures, performing them with hypocrisy and egotism, which is further accompanied by lust, crude force, and attachment, who thoughtlessly torture all the elements of the body, and thus also offend me, who am dwelling within the body, you should know that such persons are of demoniac resolve. But even the food preferred by all is of three kinds, as are their sacrifices, austerities, and charity giving. Please hear now of the distinctions between them. Foods which promote longevity, virtue, strength, good health, good cheer, and satisfaction, and which are flavorful, unctuous, substantially nourishing, and easily digestible, are dear to persons endowed with the quality of goodness, sattvic ahara. Foods which are excessively hot in temperature or spicing, which are extremely bitter, sour, salty, pungent, or astringent, and which cause pain, sorrow, and illness, are preferred by persons of a passionate nature, and foods which are stale, tasteless, or putrid, aged, fermented, or contaminated, or which are the remnants of food either eaten or rejected by others, are dear to those in darkness, tamasic ahara. That sacrifice which is offered in accordance with scriptural directives, with no expectation of reward, with the mind focused solely upon the selfless performance of duty, such sacrifice is of the nature of goodness. But that sacrifice which is offered with rewards in mind or with hypocritical intentions you should understand to be of a passionate nature. And that sacrifice which is performed without scriptural direction, devoid of faith, with no offerings of food, no chanting of sacred hymns, and no remuneration to the Brahmin priests. Such an affair is regarded as an exhibition of darkness. Worshipping the consistently benign celestials, the Brahmins, the spiritual preceptors, and persons of divinely inspired understanding. Cleanliness, straightforwardness, celibacy, and non-violence. These are said to be austerities of the body. Speaking words which do not cause distress, which are truthful, pleasing, and beneficial, as well as reciting sacred texts, are said to be austerities of the speech. And serenity, kindness, silence, self-discipline, and purity of thought are said to be austerities of the mind. This threefold austerity of body, speech, and mind, when practiced with the highest faith and steadfast discipline by persons who have no desire for rewards, is regarded as austerity of the nature of goodness. Austerity which is performed hypocritically for the sake of gaining recognition, honor, and worship in this world is declared to be of a passionate nature, fleeting and unsteady. And that austerity which is performed with deluded notions, self-torture, or for the purpose of overpowering or destroying others, is declared to be an act of darkness, tamasic tapa. That charity which is given simply for the sake of giving, without any expectation of reward, in the proper place at the proper time to a worthy recipient, is considered to be of the nature of goodness. But that charity which is given with some kind of personal reward in mind, for the purpose of attaining compensation or reciprocation, or which is given begrudgingly, such alms are considered to be of a passionate nature. And that charity which is given at an improper time and place to unworthy recipients, or with disrespect and contempt, is declared to be charity characterized by darkness. Om Tat Sat. It is recorded that these three words represent the Supreme Brahman, who is the original source of the Brahmins, the Vedas, and the scripturally ordained sacrificial rites. Om Tat Sat. Therefore, Arjuna, at the commencement of every religious activity, whether it be the performance of sacrifice, charity giving, or austerity, the sacred syllable Om is always uttered by the dedicated followers of Brahman, thus invoking the Supreme as enjoined in the Vedic scriptures. At the time of performing various acts of sacrifice, austerity, or charity giving, the word Tat is by those who have no interest in material rewards, but who simply desire liberation from the cycle of material existence. And the word Sat, Supreme Truth, denotes both eternal reality as well as absolute goodness. Thus, it is also uttered in conjunction with all praiseworthy activities. Steadfastness in the performance of sacrifice, austerity, and charity giving is also called sat. And in this way, any activity which serves the purposes of the Supreme is likewise designated as sat. But any activity performed without faith, the oblation poured into the sacrificial fire, the austerity undergone, and the charity given is called asat, O Arjuna, and is said to be worthless both in this world and hereafter. Thus ends the 17th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, entitled Three Types of Faith, Shraddha, Chaya, Viboga, Vibhaga Yoga.